Our last guest, I'd like to invite Sherry Watkins with her soon-to-be-adopted son, Stephen, and also Lisa Campbell Motton and Kendra Hamilton, and I apologize if I mispronounced names, from the L.A. County Probation Department.
I am Sherry Watkins, and this is Stephen, who will soon be my son, and he is a distant relative of mine, and that's how I got involved when he was in, or he is in probation, and this is where I'm going to turn it over to them.
Well, first of all, I'm just going to back up a little bit to introduce them, and then Kendra Hamilton behind me is the person who's really orchestrated this adoption. But I first want to say I was nervous that we'd have to go after this awesome family, so I'm a little choked up and teary-eyed. But today is an honor. It feels like a dream for Kendra and I, and maybe even Judge Nash, that we'd actually be standing before you speaking about adoption and delinquency court for probation youth. It's absolutely incredible where we've come in the last 10 years. We started off with probation youth were never even considered to be adoptable or that anyone would even care about them enough. And we've gone from that to today we're on, Stephen will be our eighth adoption in the nation that we know of. California, as far as we know, and we're trying to search around so we're not lying to anybody, but we think that California is the only state in the nation that is doing adoption and delinquency court. So it started about 10 years ago when my unit was established for Los Angeles County as quality assurance to address a corrective action plan for the state. And at that time when we started to do quality assurance and case planning and improving, we found out we had to do adoptions. And so probation officers at that time were adoption, you know, for criminals, you know. And so we had a whole mind shift where they were even joking about, oh, yeah, we'll put bumper stickers on cars that say adopt a criminal, you know. And so it was a joke then, and it's not a joke anymore. It's actually reality. And we are, I can't even tell you, honored and blessed beyond belief that we would be here today talking to you and telling you that no longer is it a fantasy or a joke, but probation youth are very much the same as our youth in dependency. They've just made a mistake, and they're the same. They deserve the same love. They deserve the same families. As Judge Nash shared, every child, regardless where they made a mistake or not, deserves to grow up in a family with people that love them. And so we didn't know how to do it, and we just took a case and said, let's just move forward. At that time, our partnership with our child welfare wasn't as strong. It was kind of like probation stays in their lane, we stay in ours, and let's just keep moving down this freeway. Today, we have a committee that comes together with all of our agencies. It's a collaborative effort, and because of that committee, that includes County Council, Alliance, DCFS, and probation, we're now working on our eighth adoption. And so also our last adoption, which was the seventh, they are now going to be the spokespeople, spokesfamily for delinquent families in the whole nation. They are going to be the spokespeople for adopt U.S. kids, and so you'll probably be hearing about them and seeing them. And so when we took that first case and just said, let's just go for it, and then people will tell us, you're making mistakes, you can't do that, that's when Judge Nash, we came to him and said, okay, we're here, we're ready, we have this case, what do we do? And he was able to then forge a system in delinquency court, and now other counties have patterned themselves after us, and so we have, this will be the fourth adoption, four other counties have completed adoptions as well, and so it's just spreading, the word spreading, we're all reaching out to each other, can I borrow your report, how do we do this? And they're also forging collaborative committees in their counties to do the same thing. So I'm going to turn this over to Kendra so she can introduce the family.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kendra Hamilton. I'm the supervisor over Lisa Campbell's unit, which is the Placement Permanency Quality Assurance Unit in L.A. County Probation. This here is Stephen Colburn. Would you like to say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
I've been assisting Stephen with permanency, dealing with his adoption case for some years now. Originally, the case belonged to a former probation officer. And once I received the case, it was pretty much I got it in the middle, trying to research, find out what was going on with the case. And in the beginning, we couldn't find anyone. We were doing family finding, trying to Kate a family for Stephen, because Stephen made it clear to us that he wanted a family and he wanted to be adopted. So what happened was it got to the point where Lisa and I said, we need to get this case out in the media. So he became our first media adoption-based recruitment case. We have calendars. We're really proud to say that we did find a few families, but Stephen, in the middle of it, became a little intimidated and said, you know what, I'm not ready. So our whole focus was not to force him. So we kind of stepped back a little bit, let him regroup, make sure that this is what he wanted, because we didn't want to force this on him. And we were so lucky that Sherry Watkins stepped up. She already introduced herself. She stepped up and said that she wanted to be a family, to love Stephen as her own son. So I'm honored. Lisa is honored. This whole collaboration, this was not done alone. We had a lot of work. A lot of people were involved in this successful adoption. So the adoption actually is actually scheduled to be next month on November 7th. But we're happy to say that we are so honored and happy to actually give Stephen what he wanted for so many years, which is a family. And Sherry Watkins, by far, we are so grateful that you stepped up to the plate to love and care for Stephen. In spite of whatever decisions he made, he is deserving of a family. So thank you.